3 months and counting down to the day Pope Benedict embarks on the first ever state visit by a pontiff to the United Kingdom. Despite rumours and news reports to the contrary, plans are well on track and the definitive programme is expected to be confirmed on schedule in about 1 month's time. That's what the head of the Bishops' Conference in England and Wales, Archbishop Vincent Nicholls of Westminster, told journalists this week at the launch of a new booklet about the papal journey, explaining the role of the Catholic Church in Britain today and highlights of the September 16th to 19th visit.
This booklet is aimed at all those who take an intelligent or a curious interest in what this visit means, what its background is, and what it hopes to achieve.
I spoke with Archbishop Nicholls after the press conference on Tuesday to find out the latest details and hear more about this user-friendly guide.
So, as I say in the introduction, it's not easy to convey the richness of the tradition of Catholic thought, and Catholicism can easily become defined in the public mind in the light of one or two current controversies. This is the gap in public knowledge that this pamphlet aims to address. Its intention is to make such knowledge about the Catholic faith and the Catholic Church available. It is necessarily limited, for the subject could easily fill not just whole books, but whole libraries. So this is a very accessible introduction to the nature of this visit, to our hopes for it, and to the background to it in terms of what the Pope will say, what the Catholic Church does, and what indeed the invitation of faith is all about.
So this is aimed at the general public, if you like. You've also launched a parish resource pack, haven't you, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, but, you know, I think there are lots of Catholics who will find this pamphlet very interesting, and therefore our distribution strategy is quite wide-ranging. We obviously want to put this in the hands of everybody who works in the media, both locally and nationally, as a major resource for them over the next few weeks. But we're also distributing it to our parishes, partly in the hope that parishioners will give it to their local councillors and to the leaders of opinion, and also use it for themselves. And I think many people will find this very attractive and interesting. The cover is beautiful. The cover is the logo which we launched today, the logo for the papal visit. And it has deep traditional colours of kind of stained glass blue and red, which are the typical medieval stained glass colours. And then it has at the centre of it a candle with that light of faith, resonant of Cardinal Newman's words, "Lead kindly light." But then at the top of the logo are the words, "Heart speaks unto heart," Cardinal Newman's motto, and very much the kind of tone of this visit, where the Pope will come to speak to us in his characteristically sensitive way. The artist who designed the logo actually was very inspired when he visited the Holy See last November in response to the invitation of the Holy Father to artists to come to meet him. And it was at that meeting that he gathered from the Pope the inspiration to go back and reconnect with faith and the practice of the faith in case, as a country in our culture, we suffer from the kind of amnesia that the Holy Father speaks of, forgetting who we are. So this logo is not a kind of cool Britannia modern thing, but it is something which has echoes, resonances right through to medieval faith, making them contemporary for today.
And as you say, will be very much at the heart of what the Pope has to say during the visit.
Well, what the Holy Father has to say is up to him. But I'm sure it will be, because obviously the beatification of Cardinal Newman is central to this visit. And here in the logo we catch some of the qualities of Newman's sensitivity, his cultural awareness, as well as his toughness in following the pilgrimage of faith.
Now,
On a more practical note, Archbishop Nichols, as you know, there's been lots of speculation about the mounting costs of this visit, as well as concerns over security, health and safety and so on, whether events like the beatification may even have to be scaled back. What can you say to those concerns?
Well, I would say that our plans are well on track. A big step was taken on the 25th of May when the Queen, in the Queen's speech at the state opening of Parliament, said how much she was looking forward to the visit of Pope Benedict XVI. That identifies it absolutely as a state visit. And then on the 7th of June, which is not very long ago, the government appointed Lord Patton to be its coordinator, giving him the title of the personal representative of the Prime Minister. So here is the new government, only just in place, moving now into action to ensure that this state visit is properly conducted with every dignity that we associate with state visits. And we now have somebody that we can work with very well over the details and the management of the visit. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to stay around the budget that we've set, and now detailed decisions, discussions are moving ahead very quickly, and plans are going very well.
Can you give us any idea when we may have any confirmation of venues for the big events?
Well, the planning group from the Holy See come again early next week, and I would imagine it to be around about towards the end of next week. We'll know the shape very clearly, though I keep reminding people that when the visit was announced, the Holy See made it clear that the detailed programme would be published 2 months before the visit takes place. That is their custom, that is our expectation. So we shouldn't be panicking and we shouldn't be anxious, and these things will be in place.
So does that include also details like the guest list? As you know, there's been rumours about singer Susan Boyle perhaps appearing before the Pope. Can you give us any inkling as to whether that may happen?
No, I can't actually. I mean, I think that's very much an item that's been spoken about in Scotland. And, I don't know.
There's also a certain amount of concern about groups going ahead with plans to protest this visit. I'm wondering how much that is a concern to you at the moment and whether there's any real plans over the coming months to try and engage them, to have some kind of dialogue with them.
Well, you know, I'm very glad to live in this country where people do have the freedom to express their views. Living in central London, as I do now, there is hardly a weekend goes by when there isn't a protest of some sort. And in fact, we're not afraid of people expressing their views and using public spaces to do so. So if people want to express their views about anything that the Pope represents or says, that will be facilitated. And I'm quite sure that the authorities are well used to handling these things, and I'm quite sure it'll be done in a proper and appropriate manner. I think the only other thing I'd like to say is that this country has a great tradition of being courteous and hospitable to its guests. And here, when the Pope comes, he is the guest of Her Majesty the Queen. And I think we know how to behave towards our guests.
Tell us anything about the atmosphere. I mean, is the reality of this visit beginning to sink in? Are people beginning to prepare in a very practical way for it, or not yet?
Oh, I think we're just really beginning to go through the gears. And I know that with the launch of this booklet today and the parish resources full of ideas how to celebrate the papal visit, this will now become a focus of attention. If you go down to the detail of parish life, what has now just been completed in most parishes are things like the celebration of the First Sacrament of Reconciliation, First Holy Communion and Confirmation. They are now more or less complete. And so we begin now to look quite definitely towards this great event in September. In Pentecost, we had an invitation to Catholics to contribute financially for the support of the papal visit. And my information is that has gone very well indeed, actually. It's exceeded expectations. So I think the right spirit is there, and now the time is absolutely right for us to get motoring and be ready and really full of anticipation for this profoundly historic visit. Nobody should misunderstand this. This is a state visit. This is the first time in history that the Bishop of Rome has been invited formally to this country by the Queen and by the government. That is a hugely significant moment. And of course, it's also the first time a beatification has taken place in this land. And we look forward to that. The beatification of an English parish priest at the end of the year for priests. These are great graces, great moments that we look forward to.
It is a visit to Scotland and to England. What about those who would have liked him to go to Wales, perhaps visit some other cities? How much will they be accommodated in the planning?
It's a visit to the United Kingdom. And we have all sorts of ways of including people who can't attend. You know, the people in the northeast would love the Pope to have gone to Durham Cathedral, and the people in the northwest would love to have held a youth event there, and the people in Wales, quite rightly as a separate country, would have loved the Pope to have visited their country. But with regard to Wales, there will be very poignant moments in Westminster Cathedral. When all being well, we will have a new mosaic of St. David for the Holy Father to unveil and bless, and the great traditional symbol of Catholic faith in Wales, the statue of Our Lady of the Taper from Cardigan, will be brought to Westminster Cathedral, and the Pope will, I think, the hope is that he will light a taper, light a candle, and pray with the people of Wales for Our Lady's prayers on that lovely country.
Thanks there to Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Westminster, President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference in England and Wales. And you can download that papal visit booklet, plus find lots of background information about the trip at the website www.thepapalvisit.org.uk.